to the 6th annual Welcome Convocation at UC San Diego. Today marks your formal entrance to the University of California, San Diego, and most importantly, your lifelong journey as a Triton. My name is Alyssa Wing, and I'm a fourth-year student here at UCSD. It's unbelievable to think that I'm starting my last chapter in my journey here on this campus, but inspiring to see all of you pick up the pen to begin writing the first chapter in your lives here at UC San Diego. I am honored to be here today as your MC, and I am proud to serve as your student body president for this coming year. Just a short 3 years ago, I started my journey here as a freshman sitting in those seats. I sat here at convocation and wondered, what will my life be here like at UC San Diego? Whom will I surround myself with? And who would I become in my time here? I quickly came to realize that our university is an incredible place for growth inside and outside the classroom. For me, I found one of my greatest passions in student government, serving my fellow students and advocating for student issues. Something that I had never been involved in until I stepped foot onto this campus. This university is a vibrant campus with so much to offer. From groundbreaking research to leadership development and over 500 student organizations to studying abroad, the opportunities are endless. No matter your interests, we are all a part of this community and are dependent upon you, the students, to continually grow and succeed. You are the next leaders, writing the next chapter in the history of our university, and the next wave of innovators helping to make this university a better place as the students before you have done so. And one day, one of you sitting in those seats today will be here on this podium addressing the incoming class. You're out there, we know it. Tonight, I, along with the staff and faculty that join us today, welcome you to our community and to the Triton family, a network that spans over hundreds of thousands of students and alumni. Starting today, you now join this network, a thriving community of scholars, innovators, researchers, artists, and other gifted individuals who together have built and developed UCSD to be the national and global powerhouse it is today. It is my hope that today is the first day in your lifelong commitment to the UC San Diego community, and that today offers you a glimpse of the potential you hold and the opportunities that await you during your undergraduate journey here at UC San Diego. You are all the authors of one of the greatest chapters of your lives, and it begins today. Yeah. But before we begin, I hear we have the 6 colleges in the house. Now, is this true? All right. Okay, so I'm feeling some energy up here. Now, where is my Revell College at? And how about Mir College? Good energy. And I hear we have some students of Marshall College joining us. I know where Marshall's at, right there. And what about my college, Warren College? And where's Eleanor Roosevelt College? And last but certainly not least, 6th College. All right, so 6th College brought an army. I can feel the energy. What an amazing incoming class of Tritons. We are so lucky. Tonight, we are also honored to be joined by our campus senior leaders, members of the faculty, administration, and 6 colleges, all of whom you can find in your programs. Alongside you, the students, these important individuals help to shape and lead this university into a welcoming and high-achieving institution. With us this evening are speakers that represent an array of unique experiences and perspectives, and have achieved extraordinary accomplishments, have impacted our world in some small or large way. Though diverse in life experiences, our speakers, along with each and every one of us, are united in their common love and pride for UC San Diego, our university we share together. In just 50 short years, our university has become one of the finest institutions in the world. And if you want to put that into perspective, some of these buildings are actually younger than some of our parents. And that's kind of a scary thought. Our first speaker tonight is our very own Chancellor Mary Ann Fox. Yes. Under Chancellor Fox's stewardship, UC San Diego has become one of the best research institutions and universities in the world. This is Chancellor Fox's last convocation and last year as our chancellor, and we are honored to have her welcome you all to this incredible university. Chancellor Mary Ann Fox, a nationally known chemist and academic leader, was named the 7th Chancellor of the University of California, San Diego, in April 2004 by the University of California Board of Regents. She also holds the title of Distinguished Professor of Chemistry and has received honorary degrees from 12 institutions in the U.S. and abroad. In October 2010, President Barack Obama named Fox to receive the National Medal of Science, the highest honor bestowed by the United States government on scientists, engineers, and inventors. Please welcome our leader, Chancellor Mary Ann Fox.
We're delighted to have you here. You're embarking on a memorable time at UC San Diego. You're going to forge lifetime friendships and make lasting memories. You'll tackle new challenges. You'll enjoy new adventures. You'll study subjects that you are passionate about, maybe some that are not so passionate. I was, by the way, taken aback why you didn't cheer for organic chemistry. This is the kind of place UC San Diego is where you can cheer for organic chemistry. You will learn more about yourself. You will grow intellectually. And the world indeed is going to be open for you here at UC San Diego. Really, you have chosen to come to an exceptional university, even if I say so myself. I mean, how many places are there in the United States where you can surf between classes? I hope you're going to come down this weekend and participate in the beach cleanup, too. But as you also know, that in addition to being the number one surfing school in the United States, we're also number one in more serious pursuits. Washington Monthly said we were number one among all colleges and universities. Forbes said, "What happened to Yale and Princeton that UC San Diego took them over?" And you know, one of the important things about UC San Diego is we're part of the University of California. And you know, on that same listing that listed us as number one, there were two other schools. Maybe you've heard of them. I think one's called Berkeley. I think one's called UCLA. And you know, there was one, two, Berkeley, UCLA. What do you think? UCSD, of course. Now, why is that? It's because we're well known for our education, for our unique six-college system, which you've already experienced, our undergraduate research opportunities. I think one of the best pieces of advice I can give is get associated with research. Get involved in laboratories if you're in the sciences. Get involved in an arts or humanity project if you're in the arts or humanities. They will help you a great deal in choosing what you want to do for a life's work. We also have a major emphasis on this campus on sustainability. We broke ground just today for the J. Craig Venter Institute. You may notice that name, J. Craig Venter. He's the person who first sequenced the human genome. He also told me that it took less time to sequence the human genome than to get a building built on this campus. Which is not true. You can look around you and see the buildings. And how many of you live in the towers over here? Yeah? So you got to make friends with them so that they can go see the view out of those towers. It's a new contribution, and it's a tradition of service that we have. So I can tell you that this 51st year of the existence of the University of California at San Diego is going to be exciting. You're going to have all sorts of opportunities to earn the kind of rankings I've discussed. You'll get involved in traditions. You'll find that student satisfaction actually matters to us here at UC San Diego. You'll try many new experiences. You're going to be learning things today and every day of your stay here. But what you're going to also do is not only learn it, but live it. Learn it, but live it. That's our motto. Try new experiences. If you haven't taken a recreational class, do so. Join a student organization. It could be the band, it could be intramural sports. There are hundreds, literally, of such opportunities to choose among. So when you think about UC San Diego, think about opportunity before you graduate and after you graduate. Being a Triton means challenging yourself, expanding your mind, being a global citizen. Our keynote speaker, Tim Romer, is an example of this in practice. He is an alumnus of UC San Diego. He's worked and traveled all over the world. Recently, he serves as U.S. Ambassador to India. So we're here to open your minds, advance your knowledge, listen to each other, and learn from each other. And I hope when you have a chance, you'll keep in mind our principles of community as you engage in discourse and address challenges that you face. This is one of the best possible working and learning environments in the country. It's what you deserve. Our faculty are here to help you. And salute the faculty, please, when you have a chance, because the way they interact with you is going to be the basis on which the quality of your degree is granted. We're happy that you're here. We're excited to have you on campus. Welcome to UC San Diego.
Thank you, Chancellor Fox, for that introduction. Chancellor Fox is truly an amazing individual, and we are so lucky to be led by her. Our next speaker is Dr. Suresh Subramani, and he is our Executive Vice Chancellor of Academic Affairs here at UC San Diego. He is the man of all things academics. Sorry. Dr. Suresh Subramani is the Executive Vice Chancellor, Academic Affairs at the University of California, San Diego. In this capacity, he serves as the Chief Academic Officer of the University and is responsible for policies and decisions relating to all academic programs and curriculum and faculty appointments and performance. He is also the University's Chief Operating Officer, the institution's second-ranking Executive Officer. A highly distinguished cell and molecular biologist, Dr. Subramani has been a member of the UC San Diego faculty since 1981. He received his PhD in biochemistry from the University of California, Berkeley. Dr. Subramani is an outstanding scholar and recipient of several awards, including the Surly Scholar Award, an NCI Research Career Development Award, and Guggenheim Fellowship. He is an outstanding teacher and has a strong record of international, national, and UC service. Please welcome Dr. Suresh Subramani.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to all of you, the classes of 2013 and 2015. And thank you, Alyssa, for the warm introduction. As a chief campus academic officer, one of my most important duties and responsibilities is to be sure that we have outstanding faculty who are here to teach you and support you through your time at UCSD. It is my pleasure to welcome all of you because you are really a tremendous class, and the faculty are really looking forward to working with the best and brightest students that are out there. And I hope that this evening, after the program, you'll have an opportunity to really go and talk to the faculty. All of us are wearing these Ask Me buttons. You can ask us anything except for money. So I want to say a few words about this particular class. We had 53,455 applications for this class of fall 2011. And we have amongst you 3,600 new freshmen whose average GPA is 3.96. Congratulations to all of you. And we have 3,000 transfer students with an average GPA. Welcome to all of you, too, with an average GPA of 3.38. And so we're really delighted that you've chosen UC San Diego for your education and you've made the right choice. Now, it is traditional in convocations to have a formal entrance to the world of academia. It is the beginning of your intellectual life here at UC San Diego, and our campus is really a wonderland of intellectual challenges and opportunities, and these include things within the classroom and also outside the classroom. So I do hope you will take advantage of this and make full use of your time here at UCSD. Now, as large as our campus may seem, we truly are a small community. The colleges and the various provosts that serve the colleges as academic leaders will offer you a small liberal arts education college experience within a larger university. And these colleges and the people who are in the colleges will be your family during the time that you're spending at UC San Diego. Of course, everyone here is behind you, and we are rooting for you. And this wonderful UC San Diego community of students, faculty, and staff are all dedicated to creating for you and maintaining an environment of respect, fairness, cooperation, and professionalism, where all of us can do and stand by each other and work towards a common goal, and that is to allow you to learn and for us to teach, and collectively for all of us to serve a very diverse society. So Chancellor Fox alluded to the principles of community, which serve as a cornerstone for all at UCSD to really achieve these goals. And I want to remind you of the Washington Monthly accolade that we got. We're number one not just in academics, but also in providing social mobility for low and middle income students and for community service. I do hope you'll take that seriously and help us continue our service to the community. Of course, we as a campus really value diversity, equity, and inclusion as essential ingredients for academic excellence. So we do believe that diversity enriches the educational experience through interactions of students and faculty from multiple backgrounds and perspectives. It offers social participation and mutual understanding to achieve of all the campus constituents to understand our heritages, orientations, religious backgrounds, and other life circumstances, and provides an equality of access and opportunity so that every one of you out there can succeed not only while you're here at UCSD, but also when you go out into the society to serve the community. So as newest members of the UC San Diego community, I hope that you will all embrace the principles and seek opportunities to broaden your horizons. It takes all of us, and in this collective village, so to speak, our collective minds and energies to address the human condition, the environment, and other critical challenges of our planet. Our UC San Diego students, the faculty, staff, and alumni are already meeting that challenge, and we welcome you to participate as our newest Tritons. We're already proud of you for getting to this point, but we really look forward to the opportunity to working with you and move towards your graduation. Ultimately, you will join about 100,000 UC San Diego alumni and you'll hear from one of them in just a few minutes, who come from different cultures and different circumstances and who are contributing to society all around the world. We have astronauts, diplomats, legislators, screen actors, inventors of life-changing technologies, and the list goes on. So as I depart, I want to wish you all the success in the world through your undergraduate life here. This is your chance to change your own lives, but more importantly, change the world. So go out there and get the work done, but be sure to have some fun in the process. Thank you so much.
Penny Rue serves as the Vice Chancellor of Student Affairs at the University of California, San Diego, with broad responsibility for the safety and well-being of students and their education outside the classroom. She served most recently for 8 years as Dean of Students at the University of Virginia. Rue has taught college student development in the Center for the Study of Higher Education at UVA's Curry School of Education. She served for 5 years as Senior Associate Dean of Students at Georgetown University and for 7 years as Georgetown's Director of Student Programs. Her doctorate is in Counseling and Personal Services from the University of Maryland, where her dissertation research focused on a conceptual study of community on the college campus. She has a master's degree in Student Personnel Services from The Ohio State University and an AB magna cum laude in English and Religion from Duke University. Earlier in her career, she held posts at the University of Maryland and the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please help me welcome Dr. Penny Rue.
Thank you, Alyssa. Well, you're here. Can you believe it? You made it. All that work has finally paid off, and here you are. It's real. I'm here to welcome you to the treasure hunt that will be your UCSD experience. Now, perhaps you've heard the phrase, life is a journey, not a destination. Whether you're an incoming freshman or a transfer student, you've expended such effort to get here. Maybe you're thinking, the search is over, I've arrived, and you have, but the journey is just beginning. It will be full of twists and turns, hurdles and surprises. It'll take you to places you don't even know exist and create bonds that last a lifetime. I have a simple goal. I want to be sure that there is a niche for every student. There should be some part of this campus experience that just fits you like a glove. It's where you find your posse, your mentor, perhaps your love. It could be an academic pursuit, a leadership role, a laboratory, a community service, or a club. But you'll have to explore to find it. It won't come looking for you. And I want you to promise to go looking for it. The beauty of the colleges is that you can get involved in helping to shape your community right away. Now, I also want to ask that you look out for each other. You've already been welcomed by dozens of upperclass students who want to be sure that you have a great experience here. Almost all of them are volunteers, and so you can have one of those roles too. Being a part of a community means both being cared for and caring for others, and lending a helping hand when someone struggles. When you've found your niche, I also ask that you build a bridge. We all like to connect with those who share our passions, backgrounds, and values. But college would be wasted if we did not also reach out to those who think differently, have different values, cultures, and heritages. Just think what we have to learn from each other. Now, undoubtedly, you found Library Walk, yes? Have you looked at the banners that line it? They honor many of the extraordinary UC San Diego alumni, like our speaker tonight, who've come before you. The alumni, by the way, also made sure you had a welcome present in your dorm room when you arrived. Gifts from the alums to invest in your success here. Now, one of the things we're going to do tonight is try to convince you that you're going to be one of those alumni whose banner is on Library Walk. Is that right?
Yeah.
So in your program, you'll see something that says, I will, and some blank lines. And so we want to ask you what you'll do, and we'll do our best to help make those dreams come true. Perhaps you want to study abroad, tutor a child, invent a killer iPhone app. Or maybe your dreams are loftier. You'll write a Pulitzer Prize-winning play, develop renewable energy, prevent disease, or heal the strife between warring nations. And someday you'll join the long line of UC San Diego notables like Tim Romer, and your achievements will be up there on Library Walk. To symbolize that connection, our partners in the Alumni Association, many of whom are here with us tonight, are proud to give you your very own UC San Diego class pin for both freshmen and transfers in return for your I Will card with your dreams written on it. Throughout the next few weeks and months, I'll see you around. I go to a lot of student events, like this Saturday's Meet the Beach. The cleanup, by the way, is after the party. When you see me, please come up and introduce yourself and tell me where you're from and where you're going. I'll be eager to learn.
We are.
Podcast.
We are.
Podcast.
We are.
Podcast.
Woo! And I almost lost this, but it would have been worth it. So I called a few of our alumni to help me figure out a best way to welcome you to UC San Diego today. And I got a lot of advice, and you've been receiving some wonderful ones today from the chancellor, the vice chancellor, the executive vice chancellor, and you get some incredible ones from our speaker today. But the one thing that I heard repeatedly was something like this. This is what I want you to do. I want you to look around. Just look around this field. Somebody here today, actually more than one person, they're going to end up being some of your best friends for the rest of your life. That always gets the ah. This one's even better, maybe. There are going to be people here today that are going to help you get your first, your second, and perhaps your third and fourth jobs as alumni. There are going to be people in here that are going to stand next to you when you guys get married. They will hold your first child. And this one, I know for a fact, you will end up marrying somebody here. The chances are high. Yeah. And you didn't think you were going to get that at convocation, did you? It is a privilege and... Okay, let me get serious now. It is a great privilege and honor for me to introduce our speaker, a fellow alumnus from Muir College, a true UC San Diego citizen. Tim Romer, graduated in 1979, grew up in a middle-class family in South Bend, Indiana, to a family that grandparents and parents devoted their lives to education. He came to UCSD, and as he told many people throughout the day and his friends last night, that UCSD had this profound impact on him to go and serve the world. And that's exactly what he's done. He served for six terms as congressman to the great state of Indiana, after which he went and became the president of the Center for National Policy. And President Barack Obama nominated him to be the 21st ambassador to the Republic of India in 2009. That's right. His Excellency, as I learned I should address him today, I actually like addressing His Excellency. He, during his two-year tenure as ambassador to India, he helped build some of the strongest bridges between our two countries and really strengthened the relations between U.S. and India in the areas of diplomacy, national security, education, and politics. One of the most profound experiences, as he shared with many of us, is after the tragic events of September 11th, he was asked by the president to be one of the 10 individuals to participate in the 911 commission, to really seek the truth, to ensure that that tragedy never affects our homeland again. And for the last 10 years, and I believe for the rest of his life, he's committed to ensuring that we remain safe and also the families of those affected will continue to be cared for. It is something that really embodies who he is as a person, how he values the notions of service, and why it is just incredible for us to welcome him back to campus today to deliver his remarks at your convocation. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome Tim Romer.
Thank you, Armaine. Thank you very much. I am deeply honored and humbled to be before the most talented, the most skilled, and the smartest class ever to be admitted into the University of California, San Diego. Congratulations. Congratulations, each and every one of you. You have worked so hard, and I am so proud of every one of you. Chancellor Fox, thank you for the distinguished pleasure to address this crowd and the great job that you have done leading this prestigious university over the past 8 years, building it, reforming it, and continuing to build it into a global power and institution. Thank you so much on behalf of all of our graduates. Great job. Dr. Subramani, thank you so much for your leadership here and your inspiring words. Thank you so much. I also want to thank Alyssa Wing, the class president. I am glad that I don't have to follow her in speaking very often. She got you all fired up, and she is probably going to be the president of something someday, maybe of the United States. We don't know yet. So great job. Now, I want to say that with the most talented class ever in the history of this institution, the best ACT scores, the best SAT scores, the best GPA, I want to hear that pride so that San Diego State hears that you're at this convocation. Not just the San Diego community. Are you proud to be here at UC San Diego? Now, San Diego State can hear that. Are you proud to be here? Let UCLA hear you. Are you proud enough that UC Berkeley hears you? And now one more challenge. Let's see if the tridents are up to it. Can you let Harvard hear you on the East Coast? Very nicely done. Very loud. I'm sure you've shaken up the campus now. All the upperclassmen are wondering what's going on down here. As I return to campus, and I'm so proud to be here, many people have asked me about my family and my four children. Just a few years ago, I was putting my daughters, saying goodnight to them, saying the prayers with them, telling how proud I am of them. They're 14 and 11. And their bedrooms are connected. So I said goodnight to Sarah, and I walked through the hallway, and there was Grace, 11 years old, hearing everything that I had just said. And Grace looks up at me and says, "Daddy, you said you love Sarah. Do you love Sarah more than you love me?" And I looked at her and, you know, this gets right to you. It melts your heart. And I said, "Grace," I thought this is a real teaching moment. I said, "Grace, you know, you heard me say that, but that was a really unfair question to ask me. That would be like me saying to you, who do you love more, mommy or daddy? You know, you don't ask those questions." And Grace looked at me and said, "That's easy, Daddy. I love mommy a lot more than you." Really, it popped me, right? Not what I wanted to hear. Not at all a teaching moment. When we talk about teaching moments, I was in Washington giving a speech the other day, and somebody asked me about coming out here and speaking to this talented class. And I was reminded of a story of the rich oil tycoon J. Paul Getty. Here he was, one of the richest people in the world. And they said, "What are the three reasons why you succeeded in life?" Something many of you are probably asking as you're kind of nervous, new students getting ready for your years here. And he said, "Oh, that's simple. Three things. I got up really early in the morning every day." Okay, everybody knows that. He said, "Second, I worked really hard, industriously at life." And everybody knows that. They're still waiting for that profound statement. And he said, "Thirdly, I struck oil." Don't we wish we could all strike oil? Now, I struck oil. I was so lucky in picking this university in San Diego. This place, as Tennyson wrote in the great poem Ulysses, he said, and I quote, "I am a part of all that I have met," unquote. And what Tennyson means to me is that everybody I met here at this great university helped form me. As a kid coming from the Midwest, not many out-of-state students came here. Somebody coming from a new place. Somebody who is not familiar with California and the surfing legends. Somebody who was meeting completely new friends. And I interned that first freshman year for the Muir College Provost, John Stewart. And I worked in the intramural department with Mike Hipp and Scott Bernies. And they hired me to work in the intramural department and help pay for college. And I studied under the rigorous and fantastic leadership of great professors and faculty here, some of which are still here. People like Sam Cornell, Gary Jacobson, Susan Shirk, Sam Popkin, and many others who helped form my thinking and my ability to express myself in writing and verbally in life and think through problems. And maybe most importantly, and you've heard this from many of the speakers, and please do not take this point lightly, that you will make some of the best friends in your lifetime right here in these campus hallways, on these sidewalks, in these classrooms, in your dormitories. I just got together with 10 of my friends last night to reminisce, to talk about old times and to plan new times. And these friends have been supporters. They have been people who have helped guide my thinking and given me the needed support through my lifetime. Invest in those friendships here at UCSD. It is so important for you to do well academically, to exceed, to excel, but you must put that time in to grow friendships. And those friendships will continue to pay dividends for you, as they have for me. I wanted to talk briefly about four lessons that I learned at this great university. One is that unexpected moments in life lead to profound opportunities. Uncommon paths we take in life can lead to the most challenging and rewarding paths possible. And I think about my own life when 9/11 happened, when this country was viciously attacked and 3,000 people were killed. And the country came forward to ask 5 Democrats and 5 Republicans to quiz our presidents. Civilians to go forward and ask President Bush and ask President Clinton, what went wrong and how do we right it? a profound accomplishment in a democracy, that civilians would come forward and have that opportunity to right the ship and lay out a strategy to make our country safer. When I sat in those chairs where you are a long time ago, I never dreamed that a president of the United States, our very first African-American president, would someday come to me and ask me to serve our country to 1.2 billion people. Your education today from this great faculty, this great staff, this great student body will help prepare you for those unexpected quests and those opportunities where a president, a CEO, a faculty member comes right to you to put you in a position to do great things. Be open to those possibilities. After all, it was Mark Twain who said it well, as he often did in American literature. He said, quote, "Why not go out on a limb? That's where the fruit is," unquote. Risk that. Climb out on a limb. Secondly, the secret to success. What is it? Who has given you the best advice at a graduation speech from high school? Something you've been inspired from on TV? A mentor, a role model for you? What is that success? Can you put it into a sentence? Oprah Winfrey, I think, said it very concisely. She said, quote, "You know what the secret to life is? The secret to success in life is there is no secret. If you work hard, you can achieve any dream in life," unquote. I remember my father coming to me in the eighth grade and saying to me at that point, "You are going to go to college, and you are going to pay for it, and you are going to work for it. Go out and get your first job," in the eighth grade. I went out and got a lawn mowing service going. I worked my way through high school and college. I worked here in the provost's office. I worked at the grill, grilling hamburgers, where a lot of friends came to see me trying to get free food. We didn't have quite all the food opportunities that you have today. And I worked in the intramural department. And I learned very quickly, when you're working for that money, you don't sleep through many alarm clocks. You get up and you work hard at your studies and you show up on time. My mother and father taught me those great lessons in life of the American work ethic. But also we had great writers and funny comedians in America that also said, here is what I think in improving on Oprah Winfrey's quote, of the real secret to life. And Will Rogers said, if you want to be successful in life, keep it simple. Know what you are doing, love what you are doing, and believe in what you are doing. And I think what you will learn at UCSD, knowing through knowledge, loving through your passion for that academic experience, and believing in this mission that you are inheriting, that this school, UC San Diego, is recognized around the world as one of the places that provides that social mobility, that opportunity in the middle class to do better. You now have that expectation upon your shoulder. You now have the expectation of service to others to carry forward. Finally, let me say, there's a big difference in what we talk about in terms of failure and in terms of quitting. If at first you don't succeed, fail. you will be in great American company. What does that mean? What am I trying to tell you is I have that luxury being here and leaving tomorrow, and the faculty and the staff have to make sure that you don't fail out of school and that you don't fail every exam. Let me tell you what I mean by that comment. There was a woman by the name of J.K. Rowling who was rejected 12 times by almost every major publishing company before a small publishing company in London picked up her book called Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone and published that work. She did not quit. She failed several times, but never quit. There's a guy by the name of Walt Disney who was once fired by a newspaper editor who said, quote, "You lack imagination," unquote. He failed, but he did not quit. There was a great basketball player, maybe the best in the history of pro basketball, by the name of Michael Jordan, who was cut from his varsity basketball team his sophomore year. He failed his sophomore year, but he never quit. He came back to be a star on that team, a star at North Carolina, and a world champion with the Bulls. And there was also a guy by the name of Steve Jobs. Steve took an Apple computer to Hewlett-Packard and Atari, and they rejected him. He finally started his own company. He failed twice, but he never quit. They kept trying. There is a great, great lesson in all this. There was also in a book that was required reading for me at UC San Diego called The Structures of Scientific Revolutions by Thomas Kuhn. And he wrote that there are steps, painstaking, small incremental steps that must take place in every new paradigm being launched forward in the scientific community. Never, never give up. And finally, the last point I'd like to make is to challenge all of you. You now are studying at one of the finest institutions in California, in America, and in the world. I challenge each and every one of you, as global citizens, as American citizens, to, as one of our founders, Roger Revelle, said, be relentless, be entrepreneurial, take care of each other, and look out for these opportunities to help the poor, to give back and pay back to others in our communities in America and in the world. Continue to build this ladder that UC San Diego built for me as a middle-class American. I had the opportunity to keep climbing because I got a great education here at UC San Diego. Now it is your turn to help build this ladder. There are challenges in this state where legislators, maybe in your state legislature and in Congress, might be trying to cut back on the budget for the UC school system. That might impact how long it takes you to graduate. That could impact the kind of classes you pick from. That could impact having a double major. Don't let this happen. Fight back against these cuts to this great school system. This school system, when I was serving in India, was one of the reasons so many people dream about coming to America. Because they can still come to America with $80 in their pocket. They can come here and pursue a master's and a PhD. They can start a new business and employ Americans because of places like the University of California. This place provides opportunities where 650 of alums graduating from here, this great university, have started small businesses to employ more and more Americans. Tritons, fight for that budget. Fight for that investment in the University of California. Don't let them take apart this great treasure of America, the University of California system. Make sure you keep fighting for this. There was a great, as Armin mentioned, there was a great inspirational story from the 9/11 times and the days that we lost 3,000 individuals. You all know the history. 3,000 people died. 110-story buildings came down in New York City. What many people don't know was that there was another plane that day, and that plane was headed for our nation's capital. And the 33 or 34 passengers on that plane started getting cell phone calls from their loved ones, from moms and dads and brothers and sisters. And these people warned these passengers on Flight 93, the planes are not being hijacked to Cuba. You're not going to be safe. They're crashing into buildings. You're probably going to die. Imagine getting this message. And these 33 Americans did something really extraordinary. They didn't sit back and wait for their fate to happen to them. They decided to do something that this country has done for 235 years. They took a vote, and they voted to act. They voted to take that plane back into their control and not let the hijackers terrorize America. And one of the hijackers said, one of the hijackers was saying into the microphone on the plane, "We have a bomb. Sit down." And these people voted to go back and get that plane, to take it back. And one of the brave Americans said, "Let's roll. Let's get this plane back." And they went down the aisle. They pounded down the door of the pilot's cabin. They tried to wrestle the plane back, and it crashed into Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and all were killed on board. The United States Capitol was probably saved that day due to that bravery and that heroism. Let's roll. Let us remember that Americans take action. Americans lead the way. And Tritons, UCSD Tritons, you will be best equipped to lead America in the tough times ahead, to lead us into global partnerships, and continue to see that the United States of America, the American people, and the global community continue to work for global peace together. Thank you, Tritons. Continue your great work. Congratulations to get into one of the best schools in America, and keep up the work. Let's roll.
And before you go and go get dinner, I see you all in the back rushing. There's enough food for everyone, so you all can sit. Thank you, Tim Romer, for your words and your imparting wisdom. I promise there's enough food, you all can sit. We are truly blessed to have you come back to our university and speak with us. You are a pillar to the Triton community and a testament to the idea that our foundation for our lives is truly shaped during our time here at UC San Diego. It's amazing to see what 30 years of being a Triton is, and I'm not just talking about your hair, although your hair looks great. I can't wait to begin that journey myself as an alumna in one short year. Thank you to all of our speakers tonight, Chancellor Fox, Dr. Subramani, Dr. Rue, and Armin Afsahi for joining us and sharing with us your profound wisdom, insight, and inspiration that allows us to continue to build the UCSD legacy. I want to especially thank the Convocation Committee, a committee made up of faculty, students, and staff for planning this incredible tradition. And of course, to the students and our incoming class of Tritons and faculty for being here in attendance tonight. All of these individuals tonight have given you a glimpse of what is to come, only a taste of what UCSD has to offer, and a picture of all the opportunities that await you here. It's now time for you all to seek this journey. I challenge each and every one of you to explore new passions and interests and take full rein of your college experience, because I guarantee you your college years will come and go faster than you'll know. The next chapter in your lives is an exciting time as you all, the authors, have the ability to write the next 2 or 4 year journey of your lives. Ask yourselves, who will be the characters in your novel? What challenges will you face and triumph? What lessons will you learn along the way? And how will your character be shaped during your time here at UC San Diego? If you let it happen and accept the challenge, this place will change you. It will shape your character, test your strengths, and prove to you that your boundaries of limitation are much greater than you had ever imagined. Take ownership of your college experience, because you'll be approaching your last year like myself, and not wanting it to end. Your challenge remains to meet the faculty tonight and to turn in your I Will pledge cards attached to your program so that we can track what at this moment you will do with your Triton experience. I also want to remind you that tonight, the Associated Students is hosting our Target Back to College event, where we will be shuttling students to Target for free goodies, fun, and friends. That takes place at 10:30 p.m. tonight, and we hope to see you there. So for now, enjoy dinner, enjoy the lively conversation, and make new friends. I look forward to meeting you all in the near future, and I wish you all the best of luck in your 2 or 4 year journey here at UC San Diego. Welcome home, and go Tritons! Thank you. You may all now get dinner.